it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, besides having my man Kim Bocamper in here with us this morning, we got Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joining us. Had an interesting piece yesterday. And Perk, you know, I think we can all agree on this, and Bo may feel a little different. I want to get past the chemistry stuff and the culture stuff and just get ready for the football games. You agree with that? I know you did a nice article on all the stuff that's been out there.
Hey, but before we get to the games, I want to see Tyreek get Jalen Ramsey back with the
ball. Hey, look at you. That's why I like. That's why I like. That's why I like listening and reading, Chris. That's
by the way, that right there
hit the nail right on the head right there.
We were just talking during the break about that. I go, can you imagine that? Tyreek Hill going to Jalen Ramsey about, hey, I know we've both been a pain in the ass on this team, but what do you say? We both dogs. Let's go back and play for him. What can I do to get you back with Mike and Chris? Yeah, exactly.
If Tyreek does this, we're sending him to the UN. He's gonna find world peace, right?
If he can
get these two back together.
Ask him if they demolish that nuclear site out there.
We'll have Tyreek running 100 meters over there to see how he's doing.
But
it was funny because right after, of course, just Perk goes, it ain't going to happen. Sounds good, but ain't going to happen.
Not happening. I mean, look, and you guys have heard it. The players and the coaches have kind of talked about Jalen Ramsey in the past tense.
Yeah.
I wish him luck, and he was a great player for us, so – good luck, Tyreek. If you do this, you're a miracle.
Like how do you welcome a guy like that back? How do you trust a guy coming back like that? It's
and they need him. Just to tell you how bad it is. Yeah, and they need him. He's got a big fat guaranteed contract.
Yeah, yeah.
They need him, and they're saying no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And then you see Jair Alexander go off for a $6 million contract, and it. And the Ramsey essence hurts even more because the Dolph. I thought he was going to be too expensive. It turns out he wasn't, but he still got that injury history.
Yeah.
But Jair kind of would have fit because, you know, as I wrote before, the Dolphins are on plan B. Plan A, winning with those veterans and the 30-somethings, they've abandoned that. Now they're going with youngsters and draftees. And I think Jair is, what, 27? Something like that, 28? So – He could have kind of fit into that plan, but he does have an injury history. I want to see what the Dolphins do at cornerback, but, I mean, look, we're only, what, 4 weeks from training camp, so, you know, we'll see what happens with Ramsey, and we'll see what they do at cornerback.
So I think you're trying to say. So I'm over all this stuff now.
Yeah,
I'm over the Ramsey. I'm over, you know.
Team building,
Tyreek
culture.
Tyreek is doing what like culture. I don't hear. Now, to me, is the time. Let's talk about what team we got. Let's talk about players and what they can do. And to me, the starting point for every year over the last 5 or 6 years has been the quarterback,
Nefty.
Tua.
Yep.
What are we going to get out of Tua? Is Tua going to be better than he was last year? Is he going to be healthier than he was last year? And look, for me, going into a new season, I'm giving everyone a clean slate. Giving everyone a clean slate. Okay, you've gone through this. You've experienced this. Now let's see what this year is going to be out of you. You know, I think like you, Chris, I'm encouraged with what they did in the offensive line. I'm encouraged with what they've done on the defensive line. I like their I like their inside linebackers.
I do too.
The rush guys. If guys stay healthy there.
So right behind Tua staying healthy, I got Phillips and Chubb.
I like the running backs. And, you know, and the receivers, that's
the skill position players are fine.
Well,
though,
yeah, but you know, what? I still believe right now, because I saw Tyreek talk about it in an article just the other day. Oh, geez, Buffalo with the two deep. No. I don't want to hear two deep.
Four deep. Whatever.
If you're that good, beat the goddamn two deep, man. It's been in this league for God knows how long. Don't use that as a crutch.
Right.
Figure out a way to make it work. And so that goes to Mike. Who's Mike's job, clean slate. Here you go. Got a new team. Got a fresh. You're going to play a lot of young guys. Let's see you build an offense that works no matter. And don't let a defense dictate to you what you're going to call on any given play. How about that?
I think that's the biggest thing to this offense is them taking it to the defense in multiple forms with a short running game, a first down running game, you know, throwing to the tight end, throwing to the running back, throwing to the slot receiver. Look, again, I've got these guys as a 9-win team. I think it's going to take 11 to make the playoffs. They're not that far off. They really are not. That defensive front seven can really do some things if Chubb and Phillips stay healthy, and you got Chop Robinson, you got Zach Sealer, you got Jordan Brooks on the inside, you got Terrell Dodson on the inside. That front seven can do some things, but finding those other two wins to get you to 11, I think a lot of that is going to come down to Mike McDaniel and how he calls the game offensively.
Yeah, and I think if Tua plays 17 games, I think they're going to win a lot of games. Yeah. I do. I'm not saying they're going to win 13 or 14 like Buffalo averages. I don't think that means you win the division, but that should get you into playoffs. I mean, I know people are going to think it's crazy. He plays 17 games with the guys that he has and all the things we've talked about. I got two areas that I'm concerned with: the experience at the cornerback position.
Absolutely.
And the depth on the offensive line. Past the starting five, I'm concerned.
To me, that's maybe three down the road in me. Secondary, it's a whole secondary to me is a concern.
I'm okay with safeties,
and I think we can find that, but I think that offensive line. Look, you got young guys that should stay healthy. You know, Austin Jackson hurt last year. You got Paul. Those guys should be able to stay healthy. Daniels is a question that's going to be. But I don't – you know, you hope you have a season where these guys are healthy and you don't have to drop back.
Oh, we haven't played six or seven offensive linemen in so long.
You know what? At some point –
Eight or nine last year. At some point, you
got to play five guys and let them go, man, and see if they can do it. And I understand injuries and stuff. But again, I think even Tua. Tua's success, if he plays 17 games, he's only going to go as far as Mike McDaniels gives him an offense that makes it work. I think, to me – When that offense, that's Mike's baby.
We got a lot
He's
of guys.
He's got to find a way, whatever it is.
I agree.
To make that work.
You got to be able to throw the ball down the field. You can't just do all the short stuff we did last year. No. It worked against the bad teams.
Chris, what'd they have, like about a 5.6 or something
per pass? Yeah, they went off to that dink and dunk offense last season, which, you know, I guess they really kind of had to do because the offense was so choppy. And look, I give a lot of credit to Mike because, you know, you kind of have to swallow your ego with that.
Yeah.
This is a big play offense, you know, down the field, and Mike kind of swallowed his ego and recognized this is the best way for us to move the ball. I give him a lot of credit for that. He did say during minicamp, that last interview about the two deep defense, that you've got to find a way to get defenses out of that scheme. You've got to make them bring that man up to the line of scrimmage, and that's through with the running game. We'll see if Ollie Gordon II, the sixth-round pick out of Oklahoma State, can do something. He looked good. Now, you know, they weren't in pads and OTAs and minicamp, but he's a big back. He's got some good feet. You could see that. He's got some good size. You could see that. You know, Ollie Gordon is a guy who might be your number two running back ahead of Jalen Wright.
Jalen Wright's going to be a second running back. You're going off last year. He's looked good out there. They are all in on Jalen Wright.
I wanted to see Jalen Wright get more of a chance. You remember that New England game where he rushed for 86 yards and they went back to Raheem Mostert after that. Then he fumbled with Skylar Thompson. I think that was the next New England game. And he kind of got benched. But I like what Jalen Wright has. But, boy, Ollie Gordon, if he can deliver with that size, he is a really good back.
Ollie Gordon, would be Jalen Wright last year. You're a rookie.
You're going to
make your mistakes. Okay. You're going to leave the ball on the ground. Yep. You're going to do this and that. And then maybe – so I'm looking for Wright to be year two guy, not year one guy. Knows what you need to do. You have an off season to do things. You have an off season to figure it out.
He doesn't have to think this year. He just reacts.
Look, I want to say this. I'm not disappointed. I'm not thinking that Mike McDaniels can't do it. I think that he has got the ability to do it. He's just got to make it happen. I think, you know, I think that he's got all the, you know,
He put some good people around him. A lot of coordinators.
And look, the guy, he's a smart guy. He understands the passing game. And he's just got to become that mad scientist that you saw 2 years ago.
So I got to ask both of you guys this question. I started looking around, and now Jonnu Smith coming off 88 catches. Yep. He's going to want the ball. Mm-hmm. Jalen Waddle is your guy during camp and really got a chance because Tyreek wasn't out there, and he wants to get his numbers up. He doesn't want to be 58 for 744 and two touchdowns, not with the money he's making. You got Achane, it's turned into a really good pass-receiving running back.
Yep.
How's Tyreek Hill going to take? This all adds up to, not to mention the slot receivers, Washington and Akine. So what if Tyreek Hill's not step back like last year, but less targets again? How's he handle that when he's already talking about 2,000 yards? It's not going to happen.
You know, it's going to be interesting because, Tyreek kind of has to prove himself as an all-around football player. He's going to be – he's 31 this year. He'll be 32 in March. This is probably his last year with the Dolphins, right? I mean, he's going to cost them 51 against the salary cap in 2026. So, Tyreek, you need to show something as a 32-year-old going out into the market. What is your value to a team? You know, are you just a guy who runs down the field and gets yards, or are you willing to block, and are you going to cut down some of those drops? Are you going to be a better route runner? I think Tyreek has to – for his own preservation, he has to become more of a complete player, more of a maybe, I don't know if more of a team guy. Tyreek is kind of a team. He's pretty much a team guy. He's got his knucklehead episode.
He works and stuff. But to me, here's this. So to me, what you're telling me, and I agree with this, is this team needs to be a team that cares about winning football games.
Yes.
Not about my stats, not about this and that.
It's hard to do in this sport.
I understand. Hey Joe, you we've been on teams. There's teams out here that spread the ball around, and look, you can spread the ball around. Maybe guys are unhappy, but you're going to the playoffs. You're moving along the playoffs.
Yeah,
you're getting in there. That's I don't care who it is. You may be on a crappy team, but your goal is still to win games
as a
team.
I agree.
Winning solves everything,
especially when you got your
winning,
money.
Winning solves everything. And if you get to the middle of the season. And you're like, 7-2 or something like that, or 6-4. You're having momentum, and you're winning football games, and guys are happy winning football games. Then you live with what's going on because now
it's working.
Now if you're 4-6, I'm not getting the football. I need more ball. Now there you go. You go down the rabbit hole. So I think again, I go back to Mike. This is up to Mike to get everybody involved, keep everybody happy, with the goal of. All we want to do is win football games, not talk about my individual scout. And then look, that's kind of keeps some of those agents away from these guys. And you can,
we get those contracts taken care of, right? With Jonnu and Zach, those get done.
I think so.
Yeah, you need both those guys, and they've been good soldiers. You can take care of them, right?
Yeah. And look, like I said, we'll see what happens at the end of the season. Jalen Phillips is playing under his fifth-year option. So whether you want to talk about winning games or getting money, Jalen Phillips has reason to excel. And same with Achane. He's a third year of a four-year deal. So, they'll want to get something done with him. He'll want to get something done. You don't want him playing on the final year. So and then Tyreek has, look. And Tua, they can part ways with Tua after 2026. So there's some guys in here that, I want to see how the Dolphins figure out their approach to this season going into the future with, they're trying to win with young players and draftees. You wonder what's going to happen with some of these 30-somethings. Jonnu and Zach Sealer and Tyreek. Key players, you got to have some of them, but how many of them stay around and what's the contract terms so it's going to be very interesting to see how the Dolphins handle this season and beyond.
Perk, real quickly, what's your biggest concern that we pretty much have the team, as you guys have said, this is what it's going to be. What group are you most concerned about on this team?
I agree with both, secondary. And if you want to drill down corner, I'm not convinced with the safeties, but at least they play some football. Those boundary corners, you got Cater Cole, who in the slot, I'm 100% fine with Cater. but the guys on the boundaries, there's not a number one cornerback out there in the market off the top of my head. So what's going to happen there with the boundary cornerbacks?
All right. Always good stuff, Perk. Really appreciate it. You taking a little vacation and work on your social life a little bit with the ladies, or what are you thinking right now? You got a few weeks. What are you thinking?
I've been doing a little work, but the work hasn't been good to me, Joe.
Are you swiping? Are you apps? You're not app swiping, are you? Are you doing apps?
No, I'm not.
You may have to consult. You and Omar might have to get together and
Omar's
figure it out.
Fine.
Omar's fine.
Omar's fine.
Omar.
For how long? Another month?
They don't last long, yeah. But Omar does fine.
Exactly. You know, I like the older women. Omar, I know Omar.
See, there you go. Now you go.
Omar can't do that.
Omar, he can't. Yeah. He knows it's not good for him. He knows it's not good.
I can't help myself.
But he shows me pictures. He goes, Joe, I got to go find out about this. Oh, don't do it, man. Get one your own age, man.
Yeah, there you go. Get one older, you know. Go older.
Yeah, we still, Omar is a project. He's a multi-year project, man.
He's about half in the middle of a multi-year product.
Oh my God.
Developmental.
Hey Perk, I have, because I hear Omar talk about you. And you know what I do respect? I respect your old school. You still want to go to a bar and buy a girl a drink instead of that swipe and where everybody lies about what their weight is and what they like, and you know, I want to live the South Florida lifestyle and all that bull You want to see him.
How's that working?
The bars at the steakhouses and places like that. Not the bar, the steakhouse, the restaurant.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. A bar at a restaurant. Don't go to some seedy bar.
I'm coming to a bar at a restaurant.
Give him a couple recommendations up in Fort Lauderdale.
Perk, give me a call.
Lobster bar?
Lobster bar's kind of, you know.
Slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's true.
Eddie V's, good, high quality.
I'll tell you another one, Louis Bossy, their little bar's got a little.
Do they really?
That's always a good one. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know about Miami. Miami's way out of my league.
No, me too. Perk.
I lost my hookup at Prime 112. I used to sit up there and eat the bacon and try to talk to women. That's one thing women want, right? Is a dude shoveling bacon in his mouth.
What a turn on Perk is, bro.
That's right.
Oh, Perk, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You always open up.
We'll
you're always an open right. book. We respect that. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, talking about Perk used to be. He used to be all night and go hard.
Well, let me give you, you know,
but he just doesn't want to get married.
So let me tell you. So if I'm wrong, tell me. Perk was his best when Alex Marvez was here.
Yeah, they weren't good for each other.
Yeah, but they were
super hangovers. Yeah, those guys weren't good for each other.
And I think Perk kind of going to the, like you said, like the restaurant kind of bars, little you know, not little, but you know, Alex wanted to go down to the
Perk's got something to work.
Alex wanted to go into the, you know, those hardcore, you know.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
I tell you, Marvez apparently was a legend through the Riders on. Hitting the night before, he made us look like minor leaguers. Yeah. All right, we got to go to break here, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to, and we don't want to throw anybody under the bus. I do want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, and their sports medicine program is so good, man. Those doctors are so good. Whatever injury you've had, man, there's a reason they're a top sports medicine program, one of the best in the country. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. A lot of our sporting events down here all use the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. It's not just the team doctors. No. It's the specialist. When you do, and you need to see a specialist for a knee problem, shoulder, a foot and ankle, a hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, which has become a real bad one for everybody. We got doctors that specialize in every part of the body to get you great results. And the reason I bring it up, it's not just about high school, college, and professional athletes. It's for all of us to use. With three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho1.
Yesterday, I was a fool. Okay? And a bummer.
You got?
I got. And I just want to clear it up. I cleared it up yesterday. I thought I cleared it up because we were talking about Tyreek Hill. And then I was like, I threw out there this Kendall Lamb quote that I saw on Twitter. And 2 segments later, I was like, hey, I don't know if that quote was true. And it turns out it doesn't appear like it was. Because Kendall Lamb himself had to come to Instagram. Poor Kendall Lamb enjoying his summer thinking, who would want a quote from me? Just going about my business, living my life. And there was, for those who don't know, I don't want to like attribute because it was fake, but it was basically like, you know, I can see why the Eagles are the best environment, toxic, blah, which is, by the way, not something that we haven't heard from the Miami Dolphins. So with it being kind of a nondescript player, Kendall Lamb was a reserve lineman, spot started some games for the Dolphins because their line is always injured, and did a good job, by the way. The fact that somebody would make up a quote from him, I found very strange and didn't pick up on it right away. But I was wrong. I shouldn't have brought it to air. I know other people got by it. That's their responsibility. This is my responsibility, and I own it. I'm a bum.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, J-Fig. Thank you. You know, like it's the people who take true accountability on Love Island that you respect, all right? Not the people who make excuses like you, Jeremiah. That's why your ass got sent home.
Now you're on board with that?
Yeah, I am. Now that I think about it, I'm like, you know what? I didn't like his act. And also, I think Austin has now found somebody. I do feel bad for Amaya, though. After watching Casa Amor, she should have been out
really
of there. There's no way.
Her.
Hannah would have made Casa Amor. She would have made it. And I'm disappointed she's not there. Also, I got to tell you, Ariana, not a fan of wearing the pants. Just as an aside. It's been very noticeable.
I mean, it's a very hot island, so.
Apparently so. Anyway, Kendall Lamb made some Instagram posts. Let's hear from Kendall Lamb denying the viral quote that went around.
Keep getting sent this article, apparently, that someone has said that I've slammed Dolphins culture and all that stuff. One, I don't remember talking to anyone or any reporter about anything that we really dealt with Miami with the Dolphins. Two, I was never raised that way to sit there and comment on certain things as far as culture and everything else within a locker room. Three, I have no animosity or no ill will or bad intentions towards Miami or anybody down there whatsoever. I enjoyed my time in Miami, and it'll be near and dear to me forever. So when it comes to this article that I'm being sent, or this article that's been published, unless I just completely forgot doing this, I had to be misconstrued or taken out of context, because I have nothing but the utmost respect for everyone in Miami, and the people in Miami know that.
There you go. Kendall Lamb on his Instagram story.
Yep.
Driving somewhere.
I appreciate that he addressed it directly, though.
Agreed.
Like, he could.
Well, it was crazy. Like, look, again, I'm not making excuses for myself, but we were doing this yesterday. Like, but I see it all over YouTube, over Yahoo and Sports Illustrated and all these places. But the thing that was crazy is nobody could find it from ESPN, which is what it was attributed to. And that's a dangerous thing. I really, like, just as a genuine thing, like, I hate getting got. I am embarrassed by it because I really try not to get got. That's why I got everybody on noties. That's a good way not to get got.
Pretty much.
But I did get got, and I apologize to Kendall Lamb.
It happens to the best of us.
Now, Dolphins, fake Kendall Lamb may have made some points, so I'm just going to tell you right now. Like, you still need to get the culture right, and I still want people to stop being late. But he did not make that point. So he also went on to say, this a little bit more from him, saying that he would never say something like that.
And lastly, like, things like this really don't bother me. Anyone can come to me and ask me the truth, and I'll tell you every single time. Ask the people what I'm like in that building. I'm quiet as can be, typically. I just keep to myself. I don't say much to anyone. I just lock in, do what needs to be done, try to do it the right way, and then clock out. Truthfully, you could ask any one of my teammates, and they'll tell you that. So when it comes to culture and all that, bro, don't try to put me in the middle trying to spin things because of you guys feel something about Miami. I loved my time in Miami, truly. So please, like, I am not the one. Like, the fact that stuff like that's being sent to me blows my mind. Because, one, I would never even speak about Miami like that. Never. Never. So, yeah. Good Monday, though. You guys be blessed.
You be blessed too, Kendall.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I ain't telling folks to be blessed that got me out there like that.
Wow.
I'm not.
Leroy's telling everybody to kick rocks. If we attributed a fake quote to Leroy Horde.
Yeah. True. As much as I talk, you got to make up stuff.
Gonzalo says, I'd rather have fake lamb than I can bury. Not even real Kendall lamb. You'd rather have just fake Kendall lamb.
I think people start throwing the word culture around. And if you ever notice, culture is always associated with winning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're winning, you have good culture. If you're losing, you don't. Case in point, do the Eagles have good culture? Because I know in the middle of the season, they were talking about how they were fighting. Then they won the Super Bowl.
He got distracted by Schmid, and he says, I'd rather have an actual lamb out there than Liam Eikenberg. And then I just pictured a little lamb with shoulder pads on. Meh.
Wait, backing up so he can run. Yeah.
But not even like not a full blown ram. Like it's a baby lamb.
No horns.
You could just see Jared Verse just like eating the lamb.
You know how I like to peruse the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I was on Instagram, and they had things that kids do. And there was a kid with a motorcycle helmet, headbutting a ram, a little baby ram. And they were just backing up and then...
What? Is that how you got your visual?
Let him fight it out. Let him fight it out. Crazy.
Jalen Ramsey, they decided, is just not quite good enough anymore to put up with it, right? He was good enough a year ago to give him the contract that he wanted. But now he's just not quite good enough.
So, you know, the Jalen Ramsey one is really interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to hit that with. So I still think he's not as good as he was, but he's still really good, I think. First of all, last year he got to cover all over the field, was covering the best guy. He had a coordinator let him do that. You know, we know the deal before, the year before, and he said, no, you'll just cover who I tell you to cover and stay on your side of the field and all that stuff. I think he's still a good player. I do. Maybe, you know, at times really good player, but a good player. He got chewed up. Guy for the Jets chewed him up pretty good. And but Jalen must be – there are some things that happen. They need him. They have some holes in that secondary now. And I know we can develop other guys. I know for you guys, super positive. I get we can get some other guys. But that must be how toxic Jalen Ramsey is. Jalen, if it's just about, no, I'm not going to be at your OTAs. I'll be at minicamp because I don't want to get fined. But I'm just about being the best I can be. I don't care about all the other stuff. But for Mike, just think about this. Mike loves his players. One thing about Mike McDaniel loves his players. For Mike McDaniel to go, Chris, get him out of here. I don't want him here. He's got to go. And Chris is probably going, this is going to be a bad look for me. I'm the one that just gave him a 2-year guaranteed contract with a lot of friggin' money, making one of the highest paid corners in the game. He goes, he's got to go. He's going to destroy our team. He's going to destroy our team. I start thinking of all the things you can do, like for a teammate, if anybody out there, some of the things a guy's done, when you're really good, you'll put up with a lot of crap from a player, especially when you know this is a big year for a head coach and a GM and everybody else involved that's connected to the head coach and the GM. And you're getting rid of a guy, as Tyreek likes to say, one of our dogs on the team, one of the guys, you know, nobody's come out, and I've had some teasers going, you have no idea what he's done, Joe. You have no idea. And well, tell me. Let me know. Well, you got a big mouth. I can't trust you. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, for them to want to get rid of a guy that is clearly still, nothing against Cater, their best cover guy. Jalen Ramsey still likes to go against the number one guy every week. every week. He likes that. So it must have been really bad for us to be in this situation that we're going to end up eating some guaranteed money to get rid of this guy. Unless Tyreek, and by the way, how bad does this look? Let's just play along with me. How bad does this look if Tyreek does get Jalen, if Jalen goes, yeah, you know, I might have made some mistakes. I'm sorry.
There's no way this happens, man.
And they bring him back, and Mike comes back from vacation, and here comes Chris, and they're all sitting together, and there's Tyreek in the middle.
It's a beautiful story, but I think no way.
I start laughing. I can't even finish it.
No way.
You know, if it was Tua doing it, but Tyreek, who's out there, you know, Tyreek's got his own stuff. All I know, Coach, we need him, and you know we need him, yes? And he says he's a great teammate. But that's Tyreek saying he's a great teammate.
Well, do the Dolphins just say we can't get a fair enough deal for you? You need to play? By the way, he's got no choice.
How bad is that, though, after everything that's been said that he comes back?
I know. I know, but here's the thing, though.
He's got no choice.
He has no choice. He has to play, or he can retire, I guess, right?
Well, he can retire on guaranteed money.
Or he can try to take a blowtorch to the locker room, which,
well,
you know, I don't know. That's what call Jimmy Butler or something.
That's what they're afraid of. Not that he'll quit, but that he could just be, leave me alone, just tell me what you want me to do, don't talk to me. When Brandon Marshall was here, one thing Brandon Marshall did was one of the classics, and this is just a fact. Brandon Marshall liked his wide receiver coach, but did not like Dan Henning, who was a coordinator and my coach when I was with the Dolphins many years ago. He actually said, I don't want the offensive coordinator talking to me. Go through the wide receiver coach, and he'll talk to me on stuff, but I don't want you to ever talk to me. That was one of the great D-bag moves of one of the most toxic guys to ever wear a Dolphins uniform. I think he's admitted it, by the way.
So you think that the Jalen Ramsey thing could go the Jimmy Butler route where he starts torching the team, then the team is forced to suspend him, you know, that kind of deal?
He'll play hard. He's got too much ego. He will play hard.
So keep him.
Well,
Tom, I mean, honestly, at this point, why don't you just tell the guy, hey, you're playing. We're not trading you. We can't get a good enough deal. You're playing.
You're missing that little gray area, though, that you still, most of the time, it's not games. It's at camp and what he's going to be like every day at camp. And I would be concerned with that because he's not a real nice guy to start with.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, we're about a month out now from the start of Dolphins training camp. Still a little bit of work to be done. And Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist, joins us. And Omar, we heard Tyreek, who's been, by the way, been doing a lot of talking, wants to get together with Jalen Ramsey and help get this thing back. What percent chance is there that Jalen Ramsey, all of a sudden, they can't get the right deal, that he's back? Any at all?
I don't even think it's a matter of the right deal. I think you take what you take. If there was one player that I think could get it done, it would be, oddly enough, Tyreek Hill, because they speak the same language. Most people, and I'll tell you, I'll be the first to tell you this, Joe, even though Tyreek had the tirade at the end of the Jets game, if Jalen Ramsey had allowed us to talk to him, you probably would have gotten the exact same response from him. They do speak the same language. So I think if they can communicate and work things out, and to me, I don't think this is all about Jalen's displeasure or Jalen's issues with the team or the team's issues with Jalen. My sources tell me this is a family thing for Jalen, and he wants to be back in L.A.
Wow. That's a completely different take on it, because they gave him a lot of guarantee. I get it, though. Family does matter and everything. But whatever it is, man, for Mike, if it's from Mike's side, Jalen had to do some really bad stuff if you get on Mike's bad side, because he loves his players.
I don't know if that's fair or accurate. I think Jalen is Jalen, and Jalen is a mercenary. Just like we knew Ndamukong Suh was a mercenary, you did business with a mercenary, you get what you get. But let's not forget that this is still the same guy that came back from a 9-month knee injury in 5 months. Let's not forget that this is still the same guy that your defense was built around. Was he a habitual late guy? Yes. But he's also the only defender on your team that practiced every single day. Now, could Jalen get back into the fold? I don't know. I know Jalen can play football and will play football at a high level. The question is, does Jalen deciding to skip all of the OTA program to be with his family, which is what you're supposed to be doing in the offseason, how much of that is an issue for Mike, especially when he needs his leaders to step up? If you need your leaders to step up and Jalen's like, yeah, nah, dog, I'm about to be about my kids. I'm sorry, and I know everybody thinks I side with players all the time, but I kind of understand Jalen's perspective. The offseason is for your other interests, your businesses, your family. It's not necessarily to jump through every hoop that your head coach wants you to jump through. And I'm not saying that that's the only issue or that is the issue, but it's part of what's going on.
Well, what Chris Kerr had to say was, like, if I'm not mistaken, like, Jalen Ramsey really wants to be here, but we've kind of told him, nah, it's time to move on. Did you read it that way too?
No, I didn't read it that way. And I also heard Chris Kerr said, you know, if we don't get a trade for him, we'll figure that out when we get to it. And we're 3 weeks from getting to it. I'm not saying that they're not going to get a deal done, because I happen to believe that they will get a deal done with either one of the LA teams.
Yeah.
Is trading Jalen Ramsey for a fifth round pick really worth it to you?
Oh, I don't care. To me, this is just get rid of him, get him out of here. That's all. That's how I read into it. Because I'd be kissing his ass to make sure. Because I'd be kissing his ass to stay here.
Huh? Yeah, no. You're right. And I think that's the issue. They're tired of, and people get offended when I say this, but they're tired of walking around eggshells on Jalen, around Jalen. And I'm an outside observer, and I can tell you that. And that's not a debatable thing. That's a fact. But when you know Jalen's personality, you see why Jalen, people walk around eggshells around him.
I agree. Yeah. By the way, I sit by him on the bus. He's on our bus. I've seen it firsthand.
He's a
different dude. No, he's all business, just to put it nicely.
He's a different dude. And to be real about it, he's a bully. Which
I don't
is,
know about the bully stuff. But
oh, you don't think he's a bully? Trust me, he's a bully.
Okay, so but the only thing I would say is, it's a bad look for us, because we're the ones that gave him the guaranteed contract, knowing all this stuff.
But,
like, he didn't all of a sudden just change.
when you did it for Sue, did you care?
Yeah, but
at the time?
At the time, but then everybody saw he was about the same guy. He was toxic.
We are probably talking about the same guy, but is he a good player at a position where you have needs?
And Ndamukong Suh was good till he started freelancing, and then when he started freelancing, he started putting those other guys, in case you haven't talked to any of those guys next to him, that killed him. And he was a clown. He was a complete clown to those guys. Had no respect for any guys he played with.
Did he ever stop freelancing?
I don't think he cared. He just had he was making so much. He figured he made enough plays.
And he
was just about, I'm here to make plays. I know what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone. I'm going to do my own thing when I want. And that's what you got.
Yep. And how much different is that from Jalen?
Yeah, probably a lot of the same things. You're probably right. Yeah. Probably a lot of the same things.
When you do business with a mercenary, this is what happens.
Well, like you said, and you have a position in need, and you need a physical presence, because they're talking how soft we were. We need Ndamukong Suh to step and hit some guys and punch some guys
if you do want to change your personality as a team, and become more of a physical, domineering, bullying team, I can tell you, you know who was leading that charge last year? It was Jalen Phillips. I mean Jalen Ramsey. We got a lot of Jalen's. It was Jalen Ramsey. And probably only Jalen Ramsey. So now the question is, Can you get along with Mike? I don't think you have a problem with Anthony Weaver, who is just going to do what he's told. But and that's my thing. I don't think Mike is that difficult of a guy to get along with.
No, I agree. He gets along with everybody. He bends over backwards. And I've seen all the talks he's had when Jalen's standing on the side to come up and going out of his way. Like, he knows who the high-maintenance guys are. He's spending time with them. Yeah.
And Mike might be tired of dealing with it, and I understand why he's tired of dealing with it, but ask yourself this question if you're going to be transparent and honest with yourself, Mike. Do you have a better chance of retaining your job and continuing to remain a head coach in the NFL with Jalen Ramsey or without Jalen Ramsey?
Well, he must have thought about that a lot, because obviously – if we're just talking, because some of our fans still want him back, I hear it all the time.
No,
But Omar, if you feel like, and Woody and I talked about this earlier this morning, like, he is clearly your best corner. He still is.
He's clearly your best defender.
That's up for debate.
You're putting him up in the conversation with Zach Sealer? Because last time I remember, Zach Sealer wasn't a Hall of Famer. Jalen Ramsey is.
We're talking about right now.
I still say that.
I don't.
Jalen Ramsey makes twice as much as three times as much as Zach Sealer. He's on track for a Hall of Fame career, probably on track for all decade team. Is Zach in consideration for an all decade team?
I would just tell you right now, you ask me who's a better player right now and better for what I need, and I will take Zach Sealer, which, by the way, they would have never had all those young rookies they drafted if they didn't have Zach Sealer there with them. Yeah. They would have never done that.
He's another guy you got to get in the fold, too, because he's making one-third of what he should be making. You don't think he's pissed?
No, I agree. But as far as overall career, I just think Jalen has officially started on the downside of his career a little bit.
We doing downside? Because last I remember, and no disrespect to Zach, last I remember 30-year players, they're on the downside too. You think Zach is going to give you another double-digit sack?
I just saw Jalen Ramsey get beat more last year than I have.
There are probably like three games he didn't have good games, Joe. Come on.
I got to tell you, there's a guy that for the Jets would love to line up against him every week.
Absolutely. No question about it. Okay, that's one player. Name another guy that beat him.
I can't off the top here. But I mean, listen, you're a fan of the guy, and I like him. But listen, if you're toxic to my team, then – okay, you're going to spend more time together at camp
than in practice you do on the road at a game. Define what's toxic, Joe, because last I checked, you're considered a finesse soft team, and that's the persona of your head coach and the one guy that wants to change it. But you already talked about this.
I get this topic. Listen, man, I've been around this thing and seen it up close, too, with teams I've been on. When you got to walk around on eggshells with a guy because you know that he's not happy about something, and it just puts all the other guys who aren't as good in a really crappy situation.
Now I want to know who Shula had to walk around eggshells all around. Now you got me curious now.
I'm just saying he's about just getting his job done. He's not about every other guy on the friggin' team. Now, he'll jump in some guys and say, this is what we need to do and all that stuff. I don't know how much weight that carries with the other guys, what Jalen Ramsey says. I think some guys want to like him. Obviously, Tyreek likes him.
I don't think the team has an issue with Jalen.
But I have trouble believing this is just about his wife wants to leave town.
No, it's not a wife. It's not a wife.
Or girlfriend.
It's not a wife. No, it's not a girlfriend. It's an ex. And I'm not putting his business out there because I'm scared of Jalen too.
listen, I didn't mean to get in this whole thing about this Jalen Ramsey, but it is a strange one since we just less than a year ago gave him a brand new contract and we're in this situation.
But understand that Jalen is guaranteed a caliber player where he's going to shake you down every year. He's probably going to shake down whoever his next team is because he is the caliber of player. When there are no guaranteed money on his contract, he's going to get some new guaranteed. And don't think that this isn't what that's about as well. But the question is, and Mike really has to ask himself this question, because name your cornerbacks. Storm, are you better off?
Oh, this has got young development written all over it. This is about whoever young guys can play are going to play.
So that's about take two wins off, right?
I don't know about wins. I don't just go one guy whether you're going to win or not or two guys. But I got to tell you, our defensive coordinator is going to have to cover some things up. I would agree. Okay. You got to cover for some guys, yes.
Well, I think that Jalen will allow you to compensate for a lot of things. But understand, that's if you can make it work, if you can make this bad relationship work. A lot of us in bad marriages, and we make it work, right, Joe? You know, for a while, but it's like
you're right.
I've
stayed in relationships probably longer, and probably my I got to be careful. I got see there I go. I almost jumped into it. But yeah, I'm sure. Like
we all in life.
No, you keep thinking it's going to get better, and it doesn't get better. Yes,
that's correct. But for one more year, you can't make it work. If your job's on the line.
I don't know. It sounds to me like Mike's already gone to Chris and said, no. Please get him out of here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And he's still here, right? He's still here. And your owner probably said, I ain't paying no more money of what I already owe. If you want to move him, you find somebody who's going to pay him his full freight.
That, by the way, that theory
otherwise,
is...
Otherwise, make it work.
That theory, that could be the case right there. Like, I agree that our owner...
Yeah,
has finally said, hey, I spent a lot of money. Don't come back running for me for more money on money I gave a guy last year because you said he's worth long-term. He was going to be here. Now you're going, no, he's not. I agree. That would piss me off.
If I'm Steve Ross, I'm telling these jokers, you either figure out how to make it work or you find a team that's going to take him and pay his contract. Because all of this, I'm paying him $10 million to go away for a fifth-round draft pick. You must be out your mind.
Right.
And that's probably more what the holdup is, because that teams want Jalen Ramsey. The question is, he don't want to be everywhere. He wants to be a specific place. That specific place is saying, hey, give me some money to take this problem off your hands.
Yeah. Wow, we got a I didn't realize I was going to go into Jalen Ramsey for a second, but I was getting ready to jump on some other stuff.
It's a problem, and you know who could solve it for you? You know the one guy who could solve it for you?
No, who?
Tyreek Hill.
By the way, how bad, I don't think it's going to happen, but how bad is it that Tyreek calls Mike and Chris and goes, all right, we're all getting together, we're getting this worked out, and he gets it worked out? How bad does it look that Tyreek has to do it because your GM and head coach can't do it? How bad does that look?
We got a situation right now with Iran and Israel and United States and China.
Get Tyreek over there?
So somebody got to figure it out. Remember when Dennis Rodman went over to North Korea to try to figure it out?
Yeah, I know. Somebody, yeah, I do.
You got to have somebody who's trying to keep the peace. And that happens to be Tyreek Hill. Now, can he deliver? I don't know.
I don't know, but I got to tell you, there's no more peaceful guy than our head coach. He bends over backwards to get along with every guy. When I hear a guy doesn't want to play for Mike or doesn't like Mike, and I'm like,
yeah. It's a problem with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see it from both situations, and what I could tell you, Joe, is nobody's right. There's nobody right. The question is, okay, when there's nobody right, how do you solve the problem? Your owner said, I'm not paying no more money for this guy that you want me to trade away for a late third round pick, and a team that he wants to go to, because he don't want to go to just anybody, saying you got to contribute some money to this situation for me to take this problem off your hands. And then the player, you're going to have to replace him with somebody. Who knows who that somebody is? Is it Rasul Douglas? No, it's not. Can you figure out a way to make it work, Joe?
You better slow down. It might be one of those five or six guys that Rasul's in that group with. It might be one of those guys still coming to town. You agree, right?
Yeah, but
on the cheap.
Is that the solution?
No.
Well, you say cheap. It's probably going to be four times what everybody else makes, because that's what you got.
Well, you've got a lot of young guys, and I've
Ethan
already
Bonner,
heard
Storm Doug, Cam Smith, Jason Marshall Jr., Isaiah Johnson.
Tell you what, if you're a young guy, you got a chance to play this year. Cater, what do you think? Cater, how am I doing? Am I lining up the right play? Yeah, you're good over there. You're good over there. Yeah, no, I got you.
It's going to be a lot of, oh, I forgot Kendall Sherfield. It's a lot of guys you ain't never heard of, Joe, who have never played a lick of football in the NFL, or they either weren't good when they played. And that's what you got to save your job, right?
All right, so real quickly, and we're running super late, Jonnu Smith. They're going to get a deal done, right? They're going
to
throw a little money in there.
They're not going to let him run. They have to. But that's at least double the salary. They have to. You got to go from 4 to 9, and you got to figure out how to make it work. But trading him to the Steelers, and that's probably the only team that wants him. That don't make no sense, Joe. For what? For the next GM to have a fifth round pick?
Right.
Like, what sense does that make? And Tua has already said, that's my guy. That's the guy who's going to help me get back to the level where I was in 2023. You going to mess with Tua?
They don't want to mess with any of his weapons. But we want to keep Tua. Before he worries about his receivers, we want to see him stay healthy 17 games. All right.
That is correct. But he also wants his weapons.
He's got them right now. Listen, if Janu, they get Janu, he's got a back to catch his lot of. He's got a tight end. Yeah. He's got a couple wide
receivers.
He's
got everything he needs, probably except for the offensive line. I'm still on jury's still out on that. But it's like no excuses. So if you trade him,
I agree, by the way, I give him
a built-in excuse.
I'm with all you guys. I think we're all getting tired of all the junk that's out there. And this guy said the team's talking. Like, I'm over all of it. What's true and not true, I don't care. Let's get ready to win football games. That's it. It's time. You put it together. Let's see how it plays. All right. Hey, Omar, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right. So.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist. So what do you think? Went on this Jalen Ramsey thing. Whew, man.
Work it out.
He threw in a little, did I hear a little, I'm guessing baby mama or a girlfriend, something going on?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think they got to work it out, man. Or just make him play. You know what, man? Seriously, though, it's like enough already. Just,
only us.
You know, dumping guys.
Only us,
we
man.
Can't handle them, and we gave them the extension.
I got you. You're right.